Hello, Ryerson.
I'm Adrian Bueno.
And I'm Amanda Pope. Welcome to the Rye Report for Friday, September 27th. Today we're getting into an upcoming student strike, the Rams' new Olympian coach, a new campus emergency notification, and Ryerson's commitment to the TRC.
Wednesday night, Ryerson students gathered for a general assembly and voted yes to a student strike in November. Those in attendance at the Student Learning Center overwhelmingly voted yes, which led to a massive cheer. The event was organized by Ryerson's Socialist Fight Back Club. The club is a student group devoted to fighting against capitalism and austerity. Event organizers started the vote in response to the Ontario government's decision to make cuts to OSAP and post-secondary groups. The official date for the one-day strike is November 25th.
Imagine an Olympian coaching you in your favorite sport. Well, that's now a reality for the Rams women's hockey team. They have a two-time Olympic champion as their new assistant coach. Haley Irwin won the gold medal twice with Team Canada. The Thunder Bay native represented Team Canada at the 2010, 2014, and 2018 Olympic Games in women's ice hockey. The Rams kick off their season on October 18th with the home opener on October 23rd.
That got your attention? In November, Ryerson plans to implement a mass notification system, which will alert students about emergencies and school closures. Students will receive alerts through multiple channels, including through email, text messages, and push notifications if they have the Ryerson app. The school says they want to be more frequent when it comes to these kinds of alerts. The Ryersonian will add some new details about the push notification system at ryersonian.ca next week.
Ryerson says it's making progress in meeting its commitments to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. According to a Board of Governors document, the Indigenous Work Experience Program will bring in a group of employees annually and support their work-based learning. Ryerson will also have an Indigenous Benefits Program. Workers will be able to attend ceremonies and get traditional counseling. And a committee is consulting with Indigenous faculty. They're searching for the right practices in hiring and keeping Indigenous scholars, elders, traditional knowledge keepers, and fluent language speakers at the university. Hayden King is the advisor to the Dean on Indigenous Education at Ryerson. Although he's hopeful about their plans, he says the university is taking too long to make the changes.
On the one hand, I'm optimistic that things are moving in the right direction, and then on the other hand, I'm a little bit concerned that the pace of change is relatively slow.
Before today's newscast, our very own Talene Loshaivo caught up with Hayden to talk about why these changes are important to Ryerson.
And why do you think these changes are so critical to the Ryerson community?
Ryerson in particular has a responsibility to address the marginalization of Indigenous people from post-secondary education in particular, because of course the namesake of Ryerson University, Adolphus Edgerton Ryerson, was responsible for designing the residential school system.
For the Rye Report, I'm Adrian Bueno.
And I'm Amanda Pope. Thanks for listening.